The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Botts, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Botts. Linda's still down in SAC with her parents this week, so she'll be back. Today, the 12th, a rainy Tuesday.
Yes.
Rainy Tuesday.
But it's going to clear up, and it's going to be beautiful today. Today?
So they say.
Yes.
7:05 in the morning, and the news is always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson is a family-owned business, been in there about 25 years. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. They care about their customers. They do treat them like warm friends. It's a veteran-owned business, locally owned, locally operated. You can't say enough about the Kenny family and Shasta Gas Propane, except you can reach them at 530-365-3793. And Sue.
Good morning.
Who does everything around here, obviously. She's moving probably into my office here in another week. Is a producer this morning, at least for another 30 minutes.
For a little bit, yeah.
Yeah, if you hear a screaming, that would be the sound of Ben rolling down the road trying to get here. Good morning.
Good morning. And do you need the forecast right now?
I do.
You do? Okay, just checking today.
Yeah.
Scattered showers this morning, at least before 10, after 10. It's going to clear up. It's going to be beautiful with a high of 59. Clear skies tonight with a low of 39. And tomorrow the winds are going to pick up. We could see wind gusts up to 23 miles per hour at times. And tomorrow's high 63 and a low of 44. Then sunny, a little bit windy for Thursday. That's going to back off for Friday. Thursday's high 67 and a low of 45. Then for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, sunny and warmer. Friday's high 72, Saturday 74, Sunday 77 with lows dropping in the 40s. So definitely a beautiful week in store. Now, Carl, back to you. It's 49 in downtown.
I already talked about Shasta Gas Propane, right?
Nope.
Yeah, I did.
Did you?
Didn't I just
you did. Sorry.
Oh, yeah. You know why? It's because, did I say the news was brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane? Well, it's not. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, and the news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Yeah, that's where I am this morning. When Linda's not around, I just kind of wander around in a daze. And I'm...
Hey, you're trying.
I'm trying. I'm pedaling as fast as I can. Hey, I am here with Emily.
Good morning.
How is Emily Bogner?
We're doing well this morning. Yeah, even though it's rainy and very dark, we're all still adjusting, right? Just me.
Well, that daylight savings time, probably has had an impact on me.
And absolutely.
You're missing somebody, too.
Yeah. Hopefully Allie will show up here. It's one of those mornings, I guess. Everybody's
I lost my producer.
Not remembering what time it is.
If I look at the clock on my wall in there, it still says 6.
Yeah,
instead
of
7. So I've got to fix it, after the show.
For sure.
What's going on?
Yeah, Turtle Bay is as busy as ever. So we're here today to talk about all the things we've got going on, especially this weekend. So happy to hear that forecast is clear and beautiful.
It's going
to
be beautiful.
Yes, because we have our annual auction event happening this weekend, as you well know.
That's right. Carl and
Linda will be there. Linda's one of our MCs for the evening, and we're really looking forward to it. It's going to be a fun night.
I'm standing in for her tomorrow during the pre-meeting so I can get all the notes and
That's right.
And she'll be back Friday morning. So
absolutely.
To prepare for Saturday.
Yeah.
She's looking forward to it.
Yeah. It's one of our funnest events of the year. It's one of those events that brings out lots of different people, and especially because the event this year is a Kentucky Derby theme. We'll have some big hats and fascinators and bow ties, and everybody will be dressed up and ready to go.
Kentucky Derby.
Yes, that's right.
Better be some hats out there.
Absolutely. Yeah, we've got and mint julep cocktails and some bourbon flowing. It's going to be a really fun night.
I know Linda's going to have hats. Well, she hasn't figured out what kind yet.
Yeah.
But who knows what it'll be.
We know she always comes ready.
Yeah. And I bet Allie just walked in.
There she is.
Yes, she did. There's Allie. Yeah. Daylight savings time. Use the purple one there, kiddo. All right. Now, this Turtle Bay Auction is, it's always a major fundraiser.
It is, yeah.
And, you know, for people who just moved here and haven't heard of it before, tell them what it is. It's going to be down at the...
At the Reading Civic Auditorium.
Auditorium.
Yeah, we've got about 450 of our friends here in Reading coming out to join Turtle Bay. And as you said, it really is one of our largest fundraising events of the year. It helps support the education programs, the exhibits that we bring to town, the animal programs that everyone loves. All of that money stays local and helps keep our programs going.
And it's a lot of times people volunteer things to be auctioned off, so it's got that personal...
Kind
of that personal feel.
Absolutely. You're going to see some of your, you know, the names we know here in town. We actually, this year, we knocked it out of the park. We've got over 165 items in the silent auction alone,
which is amazing.
And then another 25 in that live auction. The silent auction is available online and in person. So that's kind of a fun addition that has come about in the last few years that if you can't make it in the room, you can still go on and register completely free. And you can see all those items and start bidding on them actually today. So it's a really cool chance to participate. And then if you're in the room on Saturday night, 5:30 at the Civic, you're going to be able to also bid on those exclusive in-room experiences, jewelry, getaways, all of that stuff that's included in the live auction.
There's one auction item. I'll just give you a preview. Is at this gentleman's home, a beautiful home.
Absolutely.
Who he just happens to own the best piano in the North State. It's a grand piano. It's the best in the North State. And you'll have a chance to bid on a dinner provided by one of our local chefs and listen to Linda sing Gershwin accompanied by Pat Karch throughout your dinner. So,
isn't that incredible? I know
First time she's tried that, but I think that it's going to be a great night.
I think so too. You know, we've got such generous donors, you know, people who are really willing to sort of put themselves out there, try something new, come up with really unique opportunities for people in our community, and really, you know, that's what helps paddles get raised up high in that room.
Yeah.
Is things that you can't find anywhere else. That's really the key to our auction.
A progressive dinner that goes that goes up to a Mount Shasta.
All through Mount Shasta.
Yeah. Starts around the Dunsmuir area and then moves up to Mount Shasta, and you have a place to spend the night.
Absolutely. Yeah, we've got an amazing San Francisco weekend with, you know, Giants tickets and a signed baseball by Alex Cobb. You know, we've got some really extreme kind of opportunities this year. We're really excited about it.
Well, it should be. This is going to be great. And this is Turtle Bay is such a treasure we have here.
Well, thank you. Yeah. We think so too. That's why we're there. But we appreciate it when other people recognize that too.
I just filled out you may receive a survey.
Yeah.
And I took the time to fill it out.
I appreciate that.
If it takes writing, I just skipped that one because I figured I pretty much answered them during it.
Sure.
And you know which way the museum should be going, or Turtle Bay should be going, more of this, less of that, more of the, you know, those kind of things. I thought it was a good survey.
Absolutely.
But if you get that survey in the mail, then I hope that you take the time to fill it out.
Yeah.
You know, because I'm sure that you all look at this and go, you know, the one thing that, you know, went across the board was the pleasantness of the staff and everybody. So.
Absolutely. We're such a great team, and really I appreciate you saying that, because that feedback is what it's all about. You know, we're a product of our community. We want to continue to grow with Reading. We want to bring the exhibitions and the opportunities to Reading that people want to see. And so that feedback is so helpful in our planning. And really events like this help us be able to plan too, right? Because all of that operation, all of that day-to-day takes the support of our community, and it really does help us be able to continue to provide all of those amazing opportunities.
Super.
Yeah.
Super. Okay.
It's going to be a fun night, too.
We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll let Allie talk. Maybe. Maybe. I want to remind everybody about the food drive March 27th from 7:30 to 1:30 at Tri-County on South Street right here in Reading. drop off all your can and drop off canned goods and help End Hunger in Shasta County. And that's what they're going to try and spell out in the parking lot, End Hunger. All donations go to the Dignity Health Connected Living Food Bank and the Good News Rescue Mission. You know, what's going on around here is people are living paycheck to paycheck. A majority of our country is living paycheck to paycheck. And, you know, something comes up like a broken window in your business, and that comes out of your bottom line, or something that, you know, your car needs to be fixed and makes things get tight. Well, here's a way that, you know, it helps people who need that kind of assistance. It, you know, gives them a hand up. So, food drive Wednesday, March 27th. Don't empty your pantry with everything that's been, you know, out of date. Now, just go down and grab some good stuff and hand out there. We'll be right back with Turtle Bay.
Well, I went down to the Grundy County auction, where I saw something I just had to have. My mind told me I should proceed with caution, but my heart said go ahead and make a bid on that.
And Tiffany Blazengame present Amazing Pollinators, on display now through May 27th at the Turtle Bay Museum. Immerse yourself in this visually stunning, game-based role-play adventure that explores the colorful and diverse world of pollinator and plant relationships. Amazing Pollinators at Turtle Bay Museum was created by Minotaur Mazes, a company specializing in interactive maze exhibits. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Reading, when was the last time you experienced Black Bear Diner? Entrepreneur Magazine recently recognized this hometown diner as a top growing national restaurant. Why? Because there's always plenty for your paws. With delicious homestyle options that deliver choice, value, variety, and a cozy way to make memories and celebrate occasions. Come on in and remind yourself what guests all over the country are discovering.
Black Bear Diner.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years' experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Experience for the first time Growing Wild, an illuminated wildlife lantern display at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California. Open select dates March 29th through May 26, 2024. Year of the Dragon. Growing Wild will feature 10 acres of botanical gardens filled with larger-than-life Asian lantern displays of animals from around the world, plus music, animation, food and drinks, and more. Don't miss Growing Wild at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
Hey, well, all right, sir. Here we go there, and what are you going to give for? I'm a 25 to get 30 now. $5, another $40 on the making of 40 now. $5.
Good morning. That's right. Turtle Bay Auction's coming up this Saturday. We're going to be talking a little bit more about that. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. And Judy Maxwell began her business in 1993, and she's been helping families, seniors, business owners, and veterans ever since the day they opened. Located at 1378 Hilltop Drive, she's there to help you with your insurance needs. Two separate divisions, insurance and financial management. Financial management has been such a whirlwind the last few years. It's probably good to have a free review and evaluation of what you're doing. And they'll do that for you down at Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Give them a call, 530-221-0441. I'm here with Turtle Bay and Emily Bugner and Allie Boyer, and we're going to talk to Allie.
Great, yeah. It's,
but we have to turn Allie on and turn her up.
Hello.
There we go.
Hi.
Hi. Getting front of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Hello. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Act like it's a dental x-ray. Get in there tight.
Yeah, well, our auction is so incredible because it raises amazing funds for all of our wonderful exhibitions, like Amazing Pollinators. If you haven't been to it yet, it is such a fun time. You get to step into the shoes of a pollinator, see if you have what it
is
takes.
Is it outside?
It's inside.
Oh,
it's
it
in
is
our,
inside.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, it's in our gallery spot in the museum. The full room is taken up by Amazing Pollinators. It is such a fun, interactive maze game that you get to walk through.
Oh, well, tell us about it.
Yeah.
I mean, you have bees and butterflies and...
And bats.
Bats.
A lot of people don't know.
Bats,
yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, that bats are pollinators. Small birds are also pollinators, small mammals.
Hummingbirds?
Hummingbirds, yep.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You can see if you have what it takes to survive as a pollinator and contribute to your ecosystem. You can go through and play to get points to see if you have enough points to survive.
Okay.
Maybe not.
You come out.
Usually
yellow,
you go through a couple times.
Yeah. Yeah.
With the
yeah.
yellow dusting.
Right, right.
Sure.
Yeah.
With that blonde hair, that kind of that blondish yellow hair. No, I'm just kidding. So it sounds like a wonderful thing, but without our pollinators, we have no fruit trees.
Right.
We have no vegetables.
Right. Mm-hmm. Something so small like a bee can impact how we live on the day to day, and it's so important.
Oh, absolutely.
To learn. Yeah. Yeah.
That's why when they have, they've had certain times they've had bee dieouts from various diseases and things. It has it's everything's interrelated.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So, okay. The glowing wild is quickly approaching.
Yes.
Tell us about that.
Yes, we're so excited. This is a incredible walk-through glowing lantern festival. There is 20-foot-tall canvas lantern sculptures of animals from all over the world. Beautiful music, performances, great food and drink by Mosaic. It's going to be a really great time.
Okay, so what will I expect?
Yeah.
I mean, I go in there and it's not going to be like the Garden of Lights.
Mm-hmm.
Except kind of. I mean, it's in the same area.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But it's still going to have your lights, and it's like an evening thing, or is this like during the day, too?
Evening, yeah. It'll be 6 to 10, so once it gets dark out. It's great because you can walk through the gardens during the day still. Those will still be open.
Oh, okay.
And you can see these beautiful sculptures during the day and then come back at night when they're all lit up.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah. It's a really cool opportunity for us especially, too, to really dive into that mission of Turtle Bay, right? The goal of helping people to understand and appreciate our world around us, to be conscious of pollinators, to be conscious of other animals. So it's really animal-focused. Mm-hmm. It's got some great cultural elements. It's really kind of a cool mix of all the things that Turtle Bay loves and that we hope our community loves, too. Yeah.
Cool.
Absolutely.
Now, it's a little-known secret, but they have a Venus flytrap there. And so if you got a kid that's a problem, you get them close to that, and then it will hold them for the rest of the night. No, I'm just kidding. Okay. I'm looking forward to seeing this. And since the Garden of Lights is so successful, it'll be interesting to see what happens with this in the spring.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
The goal is to really activate those gardens, get people out there seeing them. You know, we have so many people who come through Garden of Lights and say, I didn't even realize this existed. So to come out and the backdrop of, you know, the Sacramento River and the Sundial Bridge and to be able to experience our gardens in the evening like that, it's going to be a really cool opportunity.
Cool. Yeah,
great way to do something fun after the sun goes down. It's not too hot anymore.
That's right.
So there's plenty of parking there. There's, you know, again, it's something that it hasn't been tried before around here. Mm-hmm. So, you know, let's get out and support that.
Yeah, brand new show.
Brand new show. You know, something that, you know, everybody comes to visit. And, you know, I'm sure that a lot of people that just travel to see Garden of Lights and those types of light shows would probably interest them also.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
You know, so we've got something else.
Yeah,
I'm looking forward to it.
Right on. And if you're a Turtle Bay member, remember that you're getting $5 off per ticket, which is that price offered just like at the Garden of Lights. A little bit of an extra perk for our members. You get $5 off per ticket.
Okay, let's talk about Turtle Bay membership.
Yeah, sure. Okay. You know, in addition to the perks like some discounts here and there, membership to Turtle Bay is a great opportunity to experience the park year-round. For a family, you're looking at a value of $105, and really, you know, that allows you access completely free to all of our exhibitions, all of our programming for an entire year from the start of your membership.
Uh-huh. Now, that means if I'm a member, which I am, which we are, I can go in and see the amazing pollinators.
Yes, yeah, all of our exhibitions.
I can see all that. I can go and see the lorikeets.
Yep, your favorite.
I will have to pay $1, though, for the little nectar cup, but that's worth it.
Yep, absolutely.
Love it. Come over and let them sit on my hands.
Yeah, and, you know, spring and summer is a great time to be at the park. Mm-hmm. This is a great time to grab up a membership, not only because you're getting that discount on Glowing Wild, but we're about to open up our summer hours in May. We've got our Butterfly House opening early this year to help sort of
promote
pollinators.
Opens up in May,
okay.
And we have really amazing milkweed planted on our property, which butterflies eat. Monarch butterfly caterpillars need milkweed to survive.
We have butterfly plants in our house, and
we get
butterflies
absolutely.
Around. Yeah, out in front. I don't know what kind they are, kind of orange, something orange. I guess they like it, but I've seen monarchs around there.
Great,
Okay, well, there's a lot going on.
Always.
The big thing closest in is the Turtle Bay auction.
Can people
still get tickets to that?
You can't get tickets at this point. We're sold out, which is amazing. We love our community. But, again, you can go on and register completely free and start bidding today.
But so you can get into the silent auction, and they have some great things there.
And that's at turtlebay.org. You can find the link.
Okay. That works for me.
Right on.
let me see. What else do we have here? Membership. Glowing Wild and Amazing Pollinators.
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
We've got a lot done here in 24 minutes. So, okay. Emily Bogner and Allie Boyer, thanks for stopping by from Turtle Bay.
Thank you.
And I'm going to, you know, I encourage people, if you're thinking about becoming a member, you know, I don't have any kids, but that's okay. You can still become a member. You can invite your kids. Mm-hmm. If they're under the age of 18, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That work? If they're under the age of 18 and they live with you? Or?
Yeah. Our cutoff is 17.
Okay.
And so, yeah, if they're in your home and they're living with you, they're considered one of those children you can bring in with your family membership. You're looking at two named adults and up to four kids.
Yeah. If you got a couple kids, you can bring two of their
friends.
But
we've got tons of different opportunities. We've got college level and individual memberships.
Oh, okay. So you've got all different kinds.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So you got the family and plus others.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great. Well, thank you very much, and I can't wait till Saturday. One of the reasons I can't wait is I don't have to do anything. I'm not even sure where I'm sitting. I'm not even sure I've got a seat there. I may just wander from table to table and graze, you know.
I love it.
Are they still going to have, like, the food out in the different areas and you pick up your food?
Exactly, yeah. We've got kind of a traveling buffet around the room. We've got some great southern fare. It's going to be a good time.
Oh, it's going to be good. Then you go back to your table that you're sitting
That's
at
right.
and eat it. So I don't know if I have a seat. And so y'all may end
we'll
up
find
having,
you one.
Me, having me kind of like sitting next to you or somebody's not sitting there. I'll just take their place. So, anyway, okay, thanks a lot. All right, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to be right back after these messages.
It's raining men. Hallelujah, it's raining men. Amen. I'm going to go out. I'm going to let myself get CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history. It is with great honor and pride that we have been able to support several amazing local businesses like these over the years.
Thanks to the Redding Rancheria for their support of the Kiwanis Basket Dam Club Food for Kids program. We send 185 bags of food home every Friday. They're instrumental in helping us.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Do you come alive in the great outdoors? Do you love to hunt, fish, or cruise the lake every chance you get? See it all at the Redding Sportsman's Expo, April 6th and 7th at the Redding Civic Auditorium. All you could possibly want or need to gear up for outdoors with over 150 exhibitors. From apparel to hunting, fishing, boating, camping, kayaking, mountain biking, off-road utility equipment, just to name a few. Redding Sportsman's Expo, April 6th and 7th at the Redding Civic Auditorium. Something for the whole family. Euro bungee, climbing wall, exhibitor demonstrations. Enjoy the beer garden with a variety of food. Win thousands in prize giveaways. $8 admission, 6 for seniors. 12 and under are free. Sunday we honor our veterans with our free admission all day. Redding Sportsman's Expo, April 6th and 7th. Go to www.readingsportsmansexpo.com for more information. Presented by Elwood Ranch, Pettigo Redding, Bridgeford, Garage Force, Crown Motors, and California Customs. See it all at the Redding Sportsman's Expo, April 6th and 7th at the Redding Civic Auditorium.
Just when you thought B&T Satellite only does satellite dishes, it's a fact, B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy, too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your Internet at one time, and that requires a great Internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your Internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474. For your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and internet, Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
Hello, Northern California. This is Roland from the Flag Center. Winter rain and wind is hard on flags. So until March 21st, bring us that tattered old glory, and we'll give you 15% off any all-weather Tuftex American flag. Stop in and see us at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. The Flag Center, since 1982. American flags, American made.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. I'd like to thank everyone who came out for the annual Redding Rancheria Community Fund Dinner. Since its inception in 2002, the fund has granted over $4 million in support of our community. This year, we celebrated organizations who received grants. With your help, we raised over $50,000 for Redding Rancheria Community Fund, helping to continue the cycle of giving. The Redding Rancheria Community Fund Dinner, brought to you by this station and other proud sponsors.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, 7:30 in the morning here on the 12th of March, 2024. It's raining, but hey, it's not going to rain much longer. Today it should be clearing up and we should have a beautiful, beautiful weekend for St. Paddy's Day. We'll talk a little bit about that here, St. Paddy's Day. Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and the DeBot. Linda's down in Sacramento. And we'll be back, Thursday or Friday. We'll see. And Benjamin. Benya.
Good morning.
Is here now. I'm gonna rake you across the coals for at least another 10 minutes, you know. His father says, "Don't you have to work today?" And he says, "No." Doesn't remember it. What were you doing last night?
I wasn't even thinking.
What were you doing? I mean, you don't go out at night or anything. What do you do at night?
It's even weirder because last night I decided to get early sleep. So, like, there was no reason for what happened this morning. I need to set more alarms. I guess that's my solution.
Yeah, I tell you what, Linda has saved my butt a couple of times when I'll get up with the alarm at, you know, quarter till, and next thing I know, she's saying, it's 20 after. And I went, 20 after what? Five? No. So then I levitate out of the bed and I come in. So anyway, this portion of the show brought to you by Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. You know, Patrick Gorman is a heck of an attorney, and probably just because of his background. He's a veteran of the 101st Air Assault. He used to be a law enforcement officer, and then he went to law school. He worked for a couple years at an insurance firm, large one, and said, I don't like what they're doing. So he became a lawyer in the workers' compensation field. And if you're not getting treatment for a work injury, you need to give Patrick a call at 530-262-2168 for a free consultation. Work injuries can be life-changing for not only you, but your family. Your employer wants you back. You want to be back, but something's going on that's not right. Give Patrick a call, 530-262-2168 today. I'm here with Eric Wittstrom, who...
Retired banker,
and now he's the chair of the board of directors at the Shasta EDC.
Yes.
Now, I've just got to, for full transparency.
Yes, sir.
Is Eric is, for all you people that are haters out there, not people that listen to us, is he's the reason we're in the radio business. Because, what was it, 15 years ago, we came to Eric when you were at one of the banks here. Mm-hmm. We're thinking about opening up. We'd like to open up a radio station. It's dark. We have to do everything from scratch. And laid it out to him. And he says,
what in the world are you doing?
He says, what's something like that worth? And we all looked at each other. I have no idea. So we got on the computer.
Yes, we did.
And they gave us a loan for whatever reason. Which
we couldn't talk you out of opening up a radio station, yeah, well, so we lent you some money so you could.
Yep. And that's the other dumb thing. You know, if you've got $2 million to invest in it, and then the next year you've only got like $200,000 left, because that's kind of like what radio business is. It's, you know, if you want to make $1 million, start with three. But we have since paid off the bank. Paid off another facility that helped us get into the FM side of it.
Yes.
But just finished paying them, too. So here we are.
All good stuff.
All good stuff.
Well, these are the happy stories that bankers
like to hear.
You like to hear and live by, really.
As opposed to, I imagine the COVID time was tough.
A little bit, yeah. Our community really was resilient, mm-hmm. The business community. For the most part, obviously some of the retail shops and restaurants that rely on people coming into them frequently, you know, suffered.
Yeah.
But all in all, our business community did a really good job of working through that, working with their employees and customers and vendors and to get through it.
Well, it'd have been easier if the state had been a little more user friendly. You know,
yeah,
tell them you can open up next week and then canceling it on Monday. Thank you, Gavin. At noon, closes all the restaurants again after you had already bought their food.
Yeah. Well, I think there was a few businesses up here too that didn't get that message so timely anyway. So,
well, you know what? Some of them just said,
"That's
hell,
all right."
Hey,
yeah.
Gavin, bless your heart.
We made it through.
Go down and eat at the French restaurant or French laundry. I always thought that was like a brothel. When they said he was at the French laundry, I thought, it's
what
a brothel. Isn't it a brothel? And he's there? I mean, he's talking about sharing germs and close up. Yeah. Then I found out it was a little restaurant. I mean,
I've never been there, so I couldn't tell you what it is or isn't.
I didn't know what it was.
Or there's a secret back room or who knows.
But there was. Remember, he was in a separate room with no mask. Yeah, Gavin, you want to be president. Yeah, I can't wait. Okay.
All right.
Now.
Yes.
EDC.
Yes.
Y'all are looking for a new
CEO.
A new CEO.
Yes, we are.
A jefe. You know, golden dog.
We've had leadership changes at both of our, some of our local community organizations.
That's right.
You know, Jake Mangus moved up the hill to Dignity.
Yes.
And our president, who was president for about 3 years, moved over to the chamber and became president of the chamber.
Yep.
And so that.
In fact, Todd's going to be on tomorrow.
No kidding. Well, good.
Yeah.
Well, you know, and they had their big chamber legends and leaders Friday night. It was a wonderful event.
Yes. Mimi Mosley was in here yesterday. Uh-huh. We were able to give accolades to her for being Citizen of the Year.
Yeah. So Todd's been there now a week and 1 day, and this will be, you know, a week and 2 days. And so we have, fortunately, he and the chamber leadership gave us pretty good lead time, and we began a search, narrowed it down, and we're moments away from being able to announce.
See, we actually thought.
We actually thought we would
I
be here.
I moved people around so that.
But Eric, I was the optimist.
That Eric was going to be able to make the announcement on who it is.
You know,
but yeah, he walked in, and I looked at his face, and I went, not so fast there, Carlito.
But when you do announce, and it will be quickly, I think the people that know our organization and the people involved will be excited about, you know, Todd did a great job of getting the EDC to the level it is now, and I think the future looks great for us, too. I think we're excited about it.
So probably make that announcement tomorrow.
I could.
Or the next day.
Or the next day.
Thursday.
Possibly. Probably tomorrow. Ish. Oh, I'll talk to you afterwards.
I could swing you in early. You know,
we'll talk to you afterwards.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
That sounds good. But anyways, and there's a lot of exciting things.
There's a lot of announcements made on this show by people.
There's a lot of exciting things going on at the EDC also, and so it's good to have that. You know, the board appointed me as the interim leader, and I told them my goal is to make that as short as possible. And so it's, you know, it's technically maybe going to be 2 weeks, and so we'll have a new leader in place.
I like this.
What does it say?
It says Shasta. North of expected.
North of expected.
I kind of like that.
That's our. That's one of our themes.
Free Fire Radio, fighting above its weight.
Yes, fighting above its weight, north of expected.
North of expected. So, now,
but yes, go
what
ahead.
Is, for people that are not quite sure, what is the EDC?
So the Shasta EDC, Economic Development Corporation, has been around since the late 50s. It originally started by acquiring land and building out the Mountain Lakes Industrial Park and then selling it. That was what it originally did. And the mission of it, it's a nonprofit, 501c3, is to attract and retain primary industries in the Shasta County area, in the cities and county. And so we're funded part by the public sector. The cities give some, the county gives some, and part by what we call investors. So that's our private community investors. We have about 54 of them, businesses in town that give money to us to help support our efforts to recruit new business. Mm-hmm. And retain the primary businesses that are here. We also, of course, work closely with the city of Reading on the airport. We're intimately involved in the expansion of flights there. We spent 2 weeks ago in Scottsdale with the city representatives and their airline consultant, and we met with 8 airlines. We do that routinely, and just to get updates on what they're doing, share them out what we're doing, and trying to recruit them to fly into Reading. And mm-hmm. I know we've had an effort for a number of years to get an eastbound flight, and I think we're really close to doing that.
Do you go into that Denver area?
Could be
nice.
Yeah, that's the goal, and so I think we're really close to doing that. And, you know, so, yes, a lot of...
It really opens it up.
It really does. Right now,
you know, it's still... As happy as we are with the air we have.
This weekend, we're going to Houston. We're flying out of Reading, of course. We go through San Francisco to Houston. And that's all right. That's much better than driving to Sacramento. However, it'd be more convenient to go through Denver.
It is so so much easier traveling out of Reading. You just park your car.
Yes.
You don't have to worry about, you know, because sometimes you're making those connecting flights back and it's 10 o'clock at night, and then you got another 2 hours or 2.5 hours up. Yeah, it just makes it easier.
And it's interesting. In this conference, our airline consultant can get really, really granular data. They can tell you where Reading residents are flying from and to. So they know how many are, for Reading residents that are flying, you can tell how many are flying out of Reading, Sacramento, you know, maybe driving to Reno, maybe driving to the Bay Area. And so they've got all this very granular data of where people are going and can mm-hmm. pinpoint where the popular places are. And definitely an eastbound flight is supported.
Okay. So I'm here with Eric Wittstrom, who's the acting president of the Shasta EDC, Economic Development Corporation. But when he's not doing that, he's the chairman of the board.
Used to be just a, you know.
Just a guy.
Just a once a month lunch and just pound the gavel. But
now
it's a little more active right now.
Okay, we got to take a break. If you're thinking about purchasing an electric vehicle, well, then Reading Electric Utility has rebates available that can help offset the cost of your vehicle and charging station. Cars, trucks, bikes, those kind of things. Visit cityofreading.org/EV for more information about local, state, and federal rebates available. Met a lady who had an F-150, talked about it yesterday, and the new electric F-150. I realized what she had there is when she opened the hood and was putting suitcases in there. And I was looking at it, and I thought, that seems to be unusual. And went out and talked to her, and she's just sold on it.
Yeah. I was able to drive one.
If
they go
incredibly quiet, incredibly fast. If you're doing, you know, she says for local stuff. I said,
yes.
Can you haul anything? And she said, no.
No.
No, you can't. So there you go. But for around town and doing the kind of stuff, you know, to put stuff in the back because she's a designer and
day-to-day
throw
stuff.
Things in there.
Yeah,
she loves
that.
It.
It's wonderful.
Loves it. Okay. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Tagger and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG-guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no-side-effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult-to-treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by. Get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already, we are experiencing record-high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high-priced winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. Big box store body shops to come to our area. They contract with as many insurance companies as possible. They provide discounts for these referrals. This allows the insurance company to dictate the parts and repair process to ensure the lowest cost of repairs as possible. This is not in your best interest for your expensive investments. At Coachmaster, we work for our customer, not the insurance company. We have no obligation to cut parts prices or use inferior parts. We follow strict manufacturing manufacturer repair guidelines. It's your choice and your choice alone where you choose to have your vehicle repaired. Coachmaster was established in Reading in 1969 and doing quality repairs in Reading for over 55 years. Coachmaster has proven to be your best choice for collision repair. And yes, it is your choice. Our friendly service and quality repairs will have you referring all your friends and family. And remember, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. 7:50 in the morning here on the 12th of March, 2024, about 48 degrees, and it's cloudy, kind of raining, but it's going to start clearing up, and tomorrow through next Tuesday is just going to be beautiful weather in the mid-70s, sunshine, things are going to dry out. I'm going to hire the rugby team that Ben's part of to come out and clean up a winter of water, including having them. This is going to be two days of power washing
at your house.
Oh yeah, because the moss. Because we have all that brick out there.
Yeah.
And because of all this water, and so I'm going to get the gang out there. And by the way, if you want work done by a bunch of young men that are clean, thoughtful, and will take care of your property, you give Ben a call. You can just give us a call here for the next hour and a half, and get a phone number. And be able to do that. And speaking of that, we're giving away a flag this Friday at 8:15. So anybody that calls in at 605-4567 will get your name in there. We're going to take your name and your phone number, and we're going to enter you into a drawing. And this has been very successful. People have loved it. You get a great flag from the Flag Center. Yep, the Flag Center. And it's a tough one. It's made tough for the weather we have up here. It maintains its colors. It's great. It's made in America, the flag is, and it's all from the Flag Center. So we'll be giving away another flag at 8:15. So either enter on our Facebook page, KCNR 96.5 FM and that, or just call in and Ben's going to take all your names. So keep calling. I'm here with Eric Wittstrom, who is the acting president, but he's the chair of the board of directors for the Shasta EDC. We learned what they were and how they started.
Yep.
I don't think I realized how they started by building that one.
Yeah, that was what originally started by developing it.
And the people that have been here before you.
Yes.
Tony Giovanello.
Yeah. Todd Jones.
Todd worked with
Tony before that.
But before that was
Mark LaSalle.
Mark LaSalle.
Yep. And then for a long time, Jim Zauer ran it.
Okay. Yep. Now see, he was before my time. And then Tony's retired and
Todd's moved to the chamber.
Todd moved up and then Todd moved to the chamber. So your new person is?
is about to be introduced.
Introduced. Yeah. Okay.
Now we've,
local person? Semi-local.
We had a lot of good candidates. We intended to interview five. One pulled their applicant, and we interviewed four, and they all have Shasta County experience.
Gosh, I should throw my name in.
Yeah, why not? We had about 80 resumes submitted. It was amazing.
Really?
Yeah.
I bet mine would have been different.
It would have been very different.
It was on red paper.
Yeah, exactly. Yes.
I'm excited to hear about it now. For the longest time.
Yes.
Deadwater. I mean Stillwater.
Stillwater, yes.
Yeah, but I used to
But there's activity out there. There's construction going on right now.
That's what I was going to talk to you about. I used to make Tony's life here miserable.
Good.
He'd come in and go, so
he needs that from time
how's
to time.
Deadwater? And you know what? He'd just put his head down and cry almost. But Stillwater is moving.
Yeah. If there's a in the last year, a number of the larger parcels closed, and the companies are in the planning process, submitting plans, developing plans. There's construction going on right now for Frito-Lay distribution. So there'll be a warehouse.
Frito-Lay distribution.
Yeah, yeah, that's out at Stillwater.
Frito-Lay.
Yeah.
My favorite corn chip.
Yes.
I want to know who the manager is out there and get him on.
There you go. Well, when they open, I'll see if I can make that happen for you, Carl.
I'd like to talk about it. I mean, why'd you come here?
Yeah.
You know, how many people you're going to employ? You know, what's this mean?
Yeah. I mean, it's not a manufacturing plant. It will be just a warehouse and distribution.
Right. That's what I mean. But still,
it's good. Yeah.
They picked us for a reason.
There's other activity. Yeah. That's active right now on some of the other large parcels. And the other thing is we talk about Deadwater or Stillwater, but the EDC, we get inquiries from a number of different places. One of them is GoBiz, which is the governor's office of business. And so that's
bless his heart.
Yeah, bless his heart. But that's kind of a central repository for business inquiries. And so they distribute them out. And so there's two or three a week that we respond to on, inquiries on large industrial land sites, which we have a lot of them. You know, we have some in the Shasta County area down by the mill sites in south of Anderson. We have some in the city of Shasta Lake, large industrial sites still available. And then, of course, Stillwater. And then others, we have some projects right now that we're helping with out in the Burney area. We've got two cogeneration plants, a new mill site being developed.
New wind farm?
No. We're not in the vault.
No, we're not.
We don't get involved until they get approved, until they get through the political process. We don't take a stance on
we
the
don't,
vault.
Of course not. Of
no,
course
because we just want to help them once they, so we're, it's really active and, you know, it's kind of encouraging to see kind of the renaissance of the, forest products, industry.
Absolutely.
You know, we have Sierra Pacific, the big, strong, leader in that industry. We also have, there's independent mills. We have Trinity Lumber has their mill, and then also one in Burney.
Don't we have room for more cogen plants?
There's two that are being built, and always room for it because they use the biomass. They use
which is a renewable asset, by the way.
Yes, it is. It grows, and
we've got so much of it's dead.
Yep.
Now, because of fires.
Fires.
It just seems to me
and the slash from logging operations, all that stuff. And it's all used right now. You know, that's kind of the change from historical times is that stuff is now reused instead of burned or, left to rot, which also, when it's left to rot, it helps the soil and stuff like that.
It does if the fire doesn't go through there again.
If it doesn't go through, So anyways, there's a lot of opportunity there and people taking advantage of that opportunity in our area. We're trying to be a central hub for that. We're also looking at a couple mass timber production facilities where they make these glue lam beams out of pieces of dimensional lumber, and then the California now allows I think up to 7 floors of building with wood structure and these and the glue lam beams an emerging business too, and so we've got a lot of activity. And this is the hub for it. The North State, the Redding area, Shasta County is the hub for that activity.
I've only got a minute left. Yeah. What do you see the next big business coming in here? I mean, I know you can't talk about it, but do you have a couple on the line right now that could be a pretty good asset to us?
I think one that is an existing business that is getting bigger is like Beneficial Insectary. They've been in the area for 35 years. They propagate good bugs that eat bad bugs.
Okay, yes.
For agriculture. So they have a facility out in Bella Vista and a lot of a lot of facilities around town.
Moss Energy.
Moss Energy is another one. But, you know, Beneficial sold. It was bought by an Austrian company.
Oh.
And a couple of years ago, and they've bought one of the lots in Stillwater and are building a large, large facility there where they can expand.
So they can make bugs.
Yeah, they propagate bugs. And it's zillions of them.
These are good bugs.
These are good bugs that eat bad bugs.
You know, you can buy those that take care of snails in your garden.
Yes.
And you just throw them. They're kind of a snail that eat the other snails.
Yep.
I remember that, and that was from years ago.
Yep.
Okay.
So
we got to run.
All right.
Eric Whitcomb, thanks. I know you wanted to make the announcement.
Yes, I did, and I'm sitting on it. It's in my back pocket, but I can't do it.
I can safely tell everybody I have no idea who it is. I tried to get it out of him yesterday. You know, I beat him 2 out of 3 times, arm wrestling, and still wouldn't tell me.
I still can't walk straight.
Yeah, anyway. Okay.
Thanks a lot. Yep,
All right, we're going to take a break from the news, and we're going to come back with Shasta Regional Medical Center, the CEO, Casey Fatch. We'll be right back.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. The special counsel in the Biden classified documents case is testifying on Capitol Hill. House Judiciary Committee Chairman Republican Jim Jordan says this hearing with special counsel Robert Hur as a key witness will cover a lot of ground.
Mr. Hurt produced a 345-page report. But in the end, it boils down to a few key facts. Joe Biden kept classified information. Joe Biden failed to properly secure classified information. And Joe Biden shared classified information with people he wasn't supposed to.
Hurt declined to prosecute the president, although he also embarrassed the 81-year-old Biden by portraying him as an elderly man with a poor memory. The House gearing up for a vote tomorrow on a bill requiring China's ByteDance to sell TikTok amid concerns that the popular video sharing app is under the thumb of the Chinese Communist Party. With armed gangs in control of so much of the country, Haiti's Prime Minister Ariel Henry is resigning. Meanwhile, Haiti's getting more than $100 million in additional aid from the U.S.
A political crisis, escalating violence, unrest. This has created an untenable situation for the Haitian people. And we all know that urgent action is needed on both the political and security tracks.
Secretary of State Blinken says the additional aid will speed deployment of a multinational force to Haiti. There's also more humanitarian aid for Haitian civilians. Four astronauts from four countries are back on Earth after catching a ride from the International Space Station, courtesy of SpaceX. Their capsule parachuted into the Gulf of Mexico near the Florida Panhandle early today. Inflation ticked up a notch last month. Consumer prices rose 0.4% from January to February. Rally on Wall Street. The Dow is up 242 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The new FedNow system is paving the way for the digital dollar. It grants the government unprecedented access to your financial transactions. This isn't just an invasion of privacy. It's a direct assault on your liberty and hard-earned money. It's another reason why I recommend physical gold IRAs from the Birch Gold Group. I'm Lance Wallnow. I'm a news analyst and a podcaster with nearly 25 million downloads to people just like you who cherish their financial independence. A precious metals IRA can help you avoid the scrutiny of Big Brother while also preserving your retirement savings through almost anything, including economic crashes, political instability, and even hyperinflation. To find out more, get your free info kit on gold IRAs by texting the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and see how a gold IRA can help you. Text FAITH to 989898. Remember, there's no strings attached. Text FAITH in the number 989898 right now, and I pray you're blessed with continued prosperity.
The drive to assure radio listeners of more options while they're behind the wheel is picking up speed.
Politicians are trying to pass a federal law that requires AM radios to be included in every new car. They say it's critical to public safety, especially in more rural parts of the U.S. The proposed law, called the AM for Every Vehicle Act, was proposed in Congress last year, but in recent weeks it's found a new wave of co-sponsors. Now there are enough co-sponsors to pass the bill in the House, and the Senate only needs a few more sponsors as well. If passed, the Department of Transportation would require all new motor vehicles to have devices that can access AM broadcast stations. It applies to vehicles manufactured in the U.S., imported into the country, or shipped in interstate commerce. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
Officials investigating what caused a strong shake before the sudden plunge of a plane flying between Australia and New Zealand. 50 people were injured. News and analysis. Townhall.com. Murder and a scam in Connecticut.
Prosecutors say a 76-year-old woman accused of killing her husband, hiding his body, and collecting his paychecks now has pleaded guilty to manslaughter. Linda Kasuda-Baghazi was arrested in February of 2018 on the death of her husband, Dr. Perlugi Baghazi, a pathology professor at UConn Health. Investigators believe he died in July 2017, and his checks were deposited in the couple's joint checking account. Jason Walker reporting.
Following weeks of testing, an electronic system for filing tax returns directly to the IRS is now available for taxpayers from 12 selected states. Direct File is a free online tool, and taxpayers in those 12 states who have very simple W-2s and claim a standard deduction may be eligible to use it this tax season. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio, right here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Thank you, everybody, for listening. We so much appreciate that and supporting our sponsors. We really do appreciate that. Today is the 12th of March, and it's 8:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. And you have the weather right there in front of you, Ben. Don't you?
Yes, sir.
Well, what national day is it first? I tell you what, do the weather, then we'll do the national day.
Okay. So, today, there's a 50...
Louder, get in close, turn yourself up. Yep.
How's this?
Perfect, perfect.
Today, there is a 50% chance of showers before 10 a.m. and partly sunny with a high near 59.
Okay, so we've had the showers, so it's going to start clearing up. What about the rest of the week?
Well, tonight's clear, Wednesday is sunny, high near 63. Wednesday nights, we got a low near 43.
Okay.
Thursday, also sunny, so that's nice.
Can we say sunny all the way through next Tuesday? How's
that? Sunny all the way down and clear nights.
Yeah. You know what? It's time. We have to dry out things. The no more winds to blow the roofs off the arenas. All the arenas have to dry out. They're underwater. The ground can dry out. I don't have to wear rubber boots in my backyard. Even though I've got great drainage in my backyard, it is still there. And then this coming weekend, maybe be able to get the rugby guys out there, clean up everything, and start the I'll let things dry out for a while, and then we'll start the power washing, get all the moss off. That's a two-day job. So
ready when you are.
I know you are. So how was your first job?
What do you mean, this one?
Oh, no.
Oh, that one?
The other
amazing.
One came off pretty good. The person called in and said, y'all did a great job.
It was
what we're talking about is his rugby team. Ben's rugby team is out there looking for odd jobs and manual labor to help pay for their insurance and everything for the rugby league. So they can call the station here at 605-4565, and Ben will answer the phone. And he'll set something up for you. Okay. I'm here with Casey Fatch, who is the CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center and a good friend. Good morning, buddy.
Good morning. How are you?
Well, I'm fine. I'm fine. And it's been – I'm glad that it's starting to clear up. I think that – do people have a tendency to get – to be into the hospital more when it's constantly raining?
Yeah. So you look at the months between November and March, that's when we see most of the flu cases. people are indoors, you know, that type of stuff's transmitted. And so that's when we see a lot more of, I guess, you have more people coming in with, you know, that those type of sicknesses versus the elective stuff. So, yeah, there's definitely a season for that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, well, people have colds and all that. But I think that people get depressed when it rains all the time. There's no sun.
Yeah, I sure do. I'm looking forward to this weekend. I'm definitely looking forward to this weekend.
So does Linda.
It'll be nice, 74 degrees, 76. It'll be great.
Yeah. What's that like? What's that
it's been a while, I gotta say.
You said there's some changes coming along here that are going on.
Yeah, no. I don't know if you heard there was a big cyber attack. I think it was like February 21st on a company called Change Healthcare, and that's a clearinghouse that United Healthcare owns, and is responsible for pretty much one in three healthcare transactions in the country.
So, wow.
Yeah, it's kind of unprecedented. This cyber group with a pretty cool name, Black Cat, but you know that's their name. That's who they claim they are. Basically, you know, locked down, did a cyber attack, and so what that means is, you know, when you look at healthcare, right, in the United States, being like 17% of the gross domestic product, and we're spending $13,000 a year per person in the United States on healthcare. When you do a one in three calculation, it's pretty simple to get to the fact that it's going to be pretty disruptive and hasn't quite been resolved yet. We're not really getting a lot of information on it. But
is this the type of thing that they end up paying millions of dollars to get the information released?
Yeah, they did. They did. They paid $28 million in bitcoins.
Wow.
I think it was last Monday. That's what I've read.
Yeah.
But, you know, still it takes a long time because when you just look at the sheer number of claims, they process probably 5 billion claims a year at that facility.
How many?
5 billion.
Okay. And at that one facility.
Yeah, yeah.
And so they couldn't use their software. And, yeah, everything was locked down.
Everything was locked down. And I mean, this affects doctors, hospitals, pharmacies, all sorts of different providers. And so the government's trying to step in at this point to do some accelerated payment programs because cash is starting to dry up for healthcare. You know, we're probably, for us at Shasta, we collect our claims in about, you know, 35, 40 days. And so we're probably definitely getting into the point now where you start to see those funds start to dry up because we weren't able to bill since the 21st of February. So it's been, it's been quite a situation. I mean, it hasn't really been on the news a bit, but it's a lot bigger deal than it's getting coverage for. So. The company owned by United Healthcare, and so they process claims for other companies as well. So it's having effect across the nation.
So that's hospitals across the nation.
Yeah, well, health systems, hospitals, doctors'
offices,
pharmacies,
everything.
Everything. And you know, we haven't seen a lot of Medicare managed care penetration up here, but we still have United Healthcare. We have Blue Shield for seniors and Blue Cross, and so we'll see what plays out here, but. Hopefully they do start to get some of the accelerated payments. And I mean, we're doing okay, but you know, it's something that's certainly not sustainable over three or four months period of time. There's going to have to be some intervention.
Well, I guess so.
Yeah, yeah. It's another
day at the office.
Yeah, you know, do something.
Well, when you can't bill, it means money didn't come in, and it's not like you're keeping hundreds of millions of dollars in your coffers to pay for things. I mean, you might be able to make it for 2 weeks or something.
Well, yeah, we do it 3 weeks. We have more cash reserves than that. But,
yeah.
But the reality is that other organizations don't. And so CMS, which is the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid, have basically been sending out guidelines to, you know, some of, you know, the managed care organizations that are affected, instructing them to accelerate payments. You know, look at the historical payments to the facility or provider that they're talking about and try to do some calculations there and accelerate funds.
Yeah, give them what they made last month.
Yeah, Medicare has Medicare is doing something now where they're going to do they'll give you a month's worth of your payments and then you pay them back over the next 90 days kind of stuff. So we'll see how that goes. Unfortunately for us, you know, Medicare and partnership, which are the two government funded agencies that we deal with, basically make up pretty much 70% of our business. So we should be okay.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that's good to know.
Yeah.
That's good to know because, like you said, there's going to be other organizations out there going to be hurting real bad.
Yeah, this is going to be wide sweeping. You know, I mean, like I said before, 17% of the GDP. That's a big chunk, and half of that is funded by a government entity. So, you know, it's a big number when you look at it on the world stage as well. So, yeah.
Okay, we're here with Casey Patch, and he was just telling us that one of the major, if not the major, billing and clearinghouse for
United Healthcare.
United Healthcare for all this, for all the hospitals medical offices, pharmacies used in their billing, was hacked in by an organization called Black Cat, and they paid them $28 million in Bitcoin to turn loose of the systems there. And even then, even if they turn them loose, it's going to take a while.
That's a very good inference because that is what is happening. You just don't turn something like that back on.
It doesn't
work that way.
No, you've got to rebuild things and get them started again.
So.
Wow.
Yeah,
and I would imagine that their firewalls were pretty robust. On something like this, I would hope.
You know, there's just a lot of that activity going on. I mean, I know the federal agency that's supposed to have oversight over risks of hacking was hacked about a month ago. So, I mean, that was a follow-up story to what I was reading about with Change Health. I was like, well, that's great. So the guys are supposed to tell us what the risks are. They're getting hacked too. So,
oh my gosh.
It just doesn't stop.
Okay. So. We got to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by, here's Cornerstone Community Bank. Banks are getting hacked into also. I mean, like right now, Cornerstone is enhancing all their security for that, which is going on right now. When I checked in today, which I will, I have to go through a new process for me to get back online, but it's a way to help protect all their customers at Cornerstone. It's a locally owned, locally operated bank here in Redding and Shasta County. They've got four branches, one down in Red Bluff on Riverside, two right here in Redding on California Street and Hartnell Avenue, and one down in Anderson on Ventura Street. They have been moving local dreams forward since the day they opened 17 years ago. That's Cornerstone Community Bank. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. We'll be right back.
Hi friends, RC here, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, the Diesel Vintage. A smooth burn, a perfect draw, and flavor for days. This is what an expertly crafted parejo from the farms of A.J. Fernandez offers us. The Diesel Vintage is everything we seek in a fine and exceptional cigar experience. Get yours today at Tobacco & Brew, Redding, California.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Taggart and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG-guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no side effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult to treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by, get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. And this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry is the place if you need to shop for jewelry. It is rated number one by the Record Searchlight, best of the North State, and there's a reason for that. They are the only full-service jewelry store in Reading, locally owned, locally operated, friendly people there, a lot of integrity. You don't have to worry about anything. They have a great, 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 great selection of jewelry at very fair prices. I always score when I'm there for Linda. She's enjoyed everything there. If you're looking for that special piece for your loved one, they've got it all. They've got watches and bracelets and estate jewelry. They've got it all there at Four Winds Jewelry, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive. And they're open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Four Winds Jewelry. I'm here with Casey Fatch, CEO of the Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're just talking about the major clearinghouse for all the medical billing was hacked and shut down. And they paid $28 million to get the records back, but it's not like you turn it on and it's, okay, it's yours again.
Right.
It'll take, I have no idea how long it would take them to get up and running. Totally.
No, it's still not up and running, I can assure you.
And it's been a week.
It's been a while.
Okay. What else is going on? What else we got going on over at Shasta Regional? I every time you come in, there's something new you guys are talking about. And
well, let's see. So this is the week for what we call the match. Okay. And the match is for it's a nationwide process that happens where anybody interested in doing a residency in whatever specific discipline that we're talking about matches to a program. And they might want to match to three or four programs, but that's, so we had eight spots open this year. This is our first year participating in the match. Last year we didn't. We were fortunately enough to be able to select some excellent resident candidates after the match process. But this time we had eight spots open. We had 70 candidates that we selected for the match out of 2,000.
Now, you had over 2,000 applicants.
Right, we had 19 or 2,000, yeah.
Yeah, applicants. Right. So out of that, you windowed that down to 70.
Yeah, Dr. Kumar and the crew did a pretty stringent interview process. And, it's quite – you spend, pretty much end of December, January, and February doing that. And so they, were able to get the field narrowed down, so to say, and so we had out of the 70, we had a full match, eight slots matched. I think tomorrow we'll find out who they are, but yesterday we were notified that eight of our slots were filled, so 100%.
Okay, so it was 13 the first year. Yep. You got 8 this year. How many? Right. How many? I know it depends on
each year. We'll have 8 once we get up and running, and so we'll have 24 residents.
Okay, so you just had a lot this year, though.
Well, no, we're doing 8 this year. Last year we took. Right. Last year we took 8 first years and 4 second years.
Oh, okay.
We have a full class advancing to the second year, so we don't have any slots open for second year.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah.
And nobody generally transfers in their third year, so.
Okay.
We'll have 4 residents for a third year. So
2,000 yeah. applicants from all sure. over the world, I imagine.
Well, all over the U.S., yeah.
Oh, the U.S. Yeah. Okay, just the U.S. And right. then you take the 8 best out of that group. Wow.
Well, so there's a lot of criteria that goes into it. I'm not 100% expert on it, but I have spent some time talking to Dr. Kumar about it. And you want to consider things like geography. Is there a chance that they might stay here? Or do they have family ties in the state of California? There's a lot of other factors that go into it well. But you do want to try to, because again, we have trouble. Recruiting physicians to the area for a number of reasons, and it's no different than residents. And so you try to ferret that stuff out during the interview process to make sure that we're not doing this for an exercise. We want people to come here, get educated, become part of the community, and stay here because we have such a shortage of primary care. So
there was an article in the paper this weekend.
Yeah, I didn't get to read it actually, unfortunately.
But talking about recruiting and keeping doctors here,
right.
And one of the ways to do it, of course, is what you're doing, is bringing them here and letting them see what it's like for 3 years.
Right.
2 to 3 years. And, they were welcomed the ones you had last year when I had them on, sure. a couple of them on, they were very happy yeah. about what was going on. Plus, it enhances the medical care you have at the hospital and some of our local clinics.
Yeah, it certainly does elevate the quality because... A lot of the doctors that are on staff now participate in faculty activities. There's a lot of education going on. Every Thursday they spend the whole afternoon, and I'm talking from noon to 5, doing didactic work, listening to lectures. We're fortunate to be part of a larger system of residency programs through our prime healthcare continuum, where we're able to pool our resources and have a lot of different experts participate, and so all of our hospitals will be on and listening to lectures from physicians from other medical staffs in our system, and so it's pretty robust, and we have a lot of access to a lot of good education.
Now this and this is so important, getting them here for 3 years, because mm-hmm. they've made contacts,
yep.
they see what the area is, and like you said, if they've got kind of family in the general area, maybe.
Well, even Southern California, it's still Oregon, Washington, it's Nevada. It doesn't have to be right in California, but, bringing people here from New York or Florida or some of those areas, it's really hard. It's a hard sell. It's a different, it's different weather. It's different topography. It's just a different pace of life. It's not for everybody. It's definitely for me, but not for everybody. Those are the things that you have to kind of look at. And what's the likelihood of that candidate staying here? What are they used to, you bring somebody from, you bring me to New York. I was in shock when I went to New York. I couldn't believe how busy it is and crowded, and I've never seen anything like it. So for me, I don't think I would be able to go live there and work there. It might be tough for me to adjust to, just like the other way around.
Now, most of the time, I would say maybe all the time, they come out with school loans, too.
Oh, yeah. Right.
And working in a rural area, and this is considered a rural area?
So Reading is, believe it or not, and it's kind of, we're actually going to try to work with HRSA to get it redesignated, but it's not for primary care. It is for dental and psychiatry.
Oh, okay.
So you can bring J-1 candidates here. Those are, people on visas that need to have sponsorship. But they can, the 96001, 002, actually part of the 003 is rural, but, that's pretty out there. You can bring those people out here on sponsorships, and they can work in the area. They have to do 40 hours a week in the zip code, and then they can do whatever they want on top of that.
Mm-hmm.
But places like Anderson, Palo Cedro,
Shasta Lake, even Shasta Lake City, and yeah, so Anderson Cottonwood, and all the way down to even Red, the whole area in Red Bluff is short, healthcare shortage designated. So that's a significant advantage, and they can get sponsorship, and then there's certain programs that help them forgive their student loans.
Yeah, and it works out for them. It works out for the community.
Yeah, it really does. It's a 3-year commitment on their part. I think it's a 3-year commitment. But yeah, it's definitely, we are definitely increasing our rural healthcare footprint at Shasta. So that's going to give our residents a lot of opportunities. And then Partnership Health Plan has a great recruiting package for specifically for residents that train in areas where they're contracted. So it's definitely enticing. It's another tool that we can use to keep them here.
Well, yeah. And that's our bottom line.
That's it. I don't care where they work. They could work at the VA. They could work at the tribal health or FQHCs, wherever, just as long as they're here. Cause, right now, I know people are waiting for months and months and months just to get in for regular routine care, and that's not okay.
That's not okay. No, it's not. All right. We got to take a break here. Yep. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off of Athens Avenue. What can I say? I've been getting my hair cut there since I moved here in 2007, and I just love the place. It's been there for over 30 years, Cypress Square Barbershop. It's locally owned, locally operated, a family-owned business, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. You can go and get your hair cut there in two different ways. I make an appointment at 530-244-9478. Works for my schedule and all that, or you can just drop in. If they got an opening, you're going to get a great haircut. These are some really cool people down there, and they give great haircuts. Man's Last Stronghold. That's right. It's a barbershop. It's not a hair salon. We'll be right back.
Something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johanneson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs. Now, Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at HavenHumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Psycho Killer. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody, and get your phones ready. Get your phones ready. Pick up your phone. I'm getting ready to give away two tickets to the Sportsman's Expo to the first caller at 605-4567. It's going to be April 6th and 7th down at the Civic Auditorium. It's a great, great, great place to go to. Okay? And it's veterans. You get in free on Sundays, but maybe you can't go Sundays. But you're just saving yourselves $8. So give us a call, 605-4567, and Ben will take your name and phone number, and you can come down and pick them up. I have more tickets I'll be giving away, but since it's not till April and I got the rest of March, I'm going to give them out sparingly every day. I'm here with Casey Fatch, CEO of the Shasta Regional Medical Center. It's 8:35 in the morning here on the 12th. It's going to start clearing up, yep, today, and we're going to have some beautiful weather the rest of the week and into next week. I mean, start drying out a little bit. Yeah, I mean that. I mean, it's
pretty wet.
Yeah, it is. It's wet, and then, you know, you've got it. It's even when it's not raining, it's overcast. So, you know, it just there's nothing more dismal than all the arenas, you know, where you usually ride before you go out on the trails and all that. The trails are overgrown and wet and slippery, and then the arenas are sitting in water. And even with, I mean, they've got really good dirt in them. It's just that it's just
too much water.
Too much water. Anyway, we talked about the major billing, one of the primary billing clearinghouses in America was hacked. And yep. It's still coming back online, yeah. And it's going to affect hospitals, pharmacies, medical offices throughout the United States for another couple of weeks. We talked about the residency program.
Yes.
It's a huge success.
Yeah.
Were you surprised at the number of people that were applying to come to this? 2,000.
So, yeah, so we selected internal.
These are doctors.
Yeah. They graduated through medical school.
Yeah.
We selected internal medicine for a reason. So we have two family practice programs in town, and family practice has a real good, real place in the continuum for, you know. But for here, we thought internal medicine would be better, just because we do have more seniors and a population with a lot more what we call comorbidities at the same time. Maybe they could have diabetes and CHF and whatever else that, you know, because sometimes a lot of seniors can have four to six comorbidities at a time, you know, four to six things wrong with them. And sometimes that does require a little more of a complex treatment plan that, you know, is a little more geared towards internal medicine.
And then also the internal medicine doctors generally will go on to, you know, maybe be GI specialist or cardiologist or endocrinology, rheumatology, all the stuff that we just don't have. I mean, we're good on GI here, but we just don't have a lot of endocrinology selections. We certainly have no rheumatology. I think we're talking to two providers now, so hopefully we can get, you know, get rheumatology back up and running here, because everybody goes down to Woodland now. And so that's one of the things.
Well, that's one of the things when you first came here, right. You wanted to keep people from having to travel.
And it's frustrating to see that continue, but I think that's just a battle we're going to have to keep fighting and try to get out ahead of the curve. I don't think anybody saw the rheumatology practice.
What is rheumatology specifically?
Well, it's for like arthritis and thyroid.
Okay. You know, rheumatism.
Arthritis. And so they're geared towards more infusions and treatments with biologics and those type of things. So, but again, we just don't have, I mean, I my employees still have to go down to Woodland, you know, that we cover under our plan. So that's not okay. And so we have two that we're talking to, so hopefully we can make that happen.
I ever tell you the story when I was in Korea that I had a sore throat, right? So there was some, there were medical people around. Sure. And this one guy, you know, I talked to, I said, hey, would you mind looking at my throat? And he goes, I don't know if it'll do any good. And I went, well, I mean, you can tell me. He goes, okay. And opened my mouth and he looks in there. He goes, yeah, I don't know. He was an administrator, but he was wearing the caduceus. You know, on his collar. I said, but wait a minute, you're supposed to be a doctor. No, he said, I'm in the medical group there, but it'd be like me asking you to look at my throat, and you do it because you're my friend. But then you tell me, I have no idea. So.
Well, I could tell you if it was red or not, and then that would be like, go see your doctor. There'd be no intervention on my part.
I was like, you're kidding. Yeah. He goes, no, I just administer this stuff. And I have no idea what it looks like.
I know just enough to be dangerous. But I would definitely, we'd have to bring the wife into the conversation.
Yeah, maybe you should go over and
you should go see the doctor.
Anyway, okay. Enough of that.
That's funny.
Yeah, it was because, I mean, the Korean weather can be.
Oh, yeah.
What's the word I'm looking for? It can be unforgiving. It can be.
Yeah. Yeah, it makes you look like Florida, that's for sure.
Oh,
man,
my
weather,
gosh.
Yeah.
How many, you know, during weather like this, do you all get a lot of the unsheltered, the homeless people in there?
You know,
the emergency room, or is it? Or they go out of the, go to the place?
No, actually, I mean, yeah, we see some, but not like I did in other markets.
Really?
I think the mission does a really good job at you know, keeping the people sheltered at night, and that's where it's pretty dangerous when those temperatures get down low and you're wet and that's pretty miserable. But we see some, but not the numbers that you would think you would see in.
I saw where LA was under siege because they had all that rain down there, which is unusual for them, and it was washing away camps.
Yep.
And they were having people literally dying out there, and they were just totally overrun in the hospitals.
Well,
and
that's
places.
So. I don't know if you've ever driven through Orange County, and
not in a long time.
Well, I don't recommend it. But you're going up the 55, and where that joins the 5, and there's that big riverbed there, and it's just full of tents and so they have to go in. That's not new. That's been going on for a while. But they have to go in every winter and clear that area because it's a flood basin. I mean, that's what it's there for.
Exactly. Overflow.
And so, you know, but those are the areas that, you know, a lot of these camps pop up in, and I think that the RPD has done a pretty good job about clearing out some of these areas where people are in danger of, you know, staying there long term. And so that's, but we just don't have the numbers, and we just don't see the kind of effect you would like in Oakland or San Francisco or LA. I just, sometimes I hear, oh, we have a homeless problem up here. It's like, well.
It's like anything else. It's relative. It's relative.
It is. And I'm a little desensitized to it coming from where I came from, but yeah, it's not really.
When you think you've got a problem here, and we do have a problem, and we need to address it better than we are now. But when you go down to San Francisco and walk on any, you know, go down to Union Square and see what's happened there.
Well, I think we kind of lost focus on the problem. It's not homelessness is not the problem. It's the criminal element that
of homelessness.
Keeps, that just keeps, and that's no different than any other population. Every population has a criminal element, and we just don't.
When there's no repercussions.
Yeah.
If there's no repercussions, there's not going to be, you don't have a hammer to hold over somebody or, you know they can steal this much and nothing's going to happen. I mean, what were the politicians thinking when they would do things like this?
We've
got part of this, my friends, at Prop 47 when we said, when the safe schools and streets, that's all you looked at. You needed to look at what it said. Yeah. And you realized when the DAs and the sheriffs and the police were coming out against this, there's a reason for that. And now we're reaping the whirlwind right there.
Yeah. And I have to commend RPD. I know, you know, with what they've been doing with the shoplifting lately and that type of stuff, because they're, you know, we're just going to lose retailers in town if that stuff continues, and you and I are paying for it. And
we're paying for it already.
Just to see them acting on it and moving and
arresting people.
Yeah, it's the way it should be, you know, and so I'm very happy that they've started moving on that, because that's a real risk for us. It's hard enough to get businesses to come here. And, you know, when we have this kind of a problem.
And that leads me some. There was an article somebody sent me about Reading being the third most dangerous.
Was that Mad Magazine or what?
No, it was that we were the third most dangerous city in California. I had the police on that day, and he's looking at it. And he looked at the statistics, and the statistics were totally wrong.
Oh, yeah, I remember
The whole thing was wrong.
Yeah.
And he said this was probably – and he said that website is generated by AI, and who knows where they get there. But they made it seem like Reading – you know, they said we had 12 murders, which was absolutely false.
Right.
They were using data that hasn't even been issued yet by the FBI. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was, the whole thing was specious, but yet people will read that.
Yeah.
It's unfortunate. Okay, we've got to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with Casey Fatch in Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Dr. Eric and Tiffany Blasingame present Amazing Pollinators, on display now through May 27th at the Turtle Bay Museum. Immerse yourself in this visually stunning, game-based role-play adventure that explores the colorful and diverse world of pollinator and plant relationships. Amazing Pollinators at Turtle Bay Museum was created by Minotaur Mazes, a company specializing in interactive maze exhibits. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin from the Flag Center. Winter rain and wind is hard on flags. So until March 21st, bring us that tattered old glory, and we'll give you 15% off any all-weather Tuftex American flag. Stop in and see us at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. The Flag Center, since 1982. American flags, American made.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. Big box store body shops to come to our area. They contract with as many insurance companies as possible. They provide discounts for these referrals. This allows the insurance company to dictate the parts and repair process to ensure the lowest cost of repairs as possible. This is not in your best interest for your expensive investments. At Coachmaster, we work for our customer, not the insurance company. We have no obligation to cut parts prices or use inferior parts. We follow strict manufacturer repair guidelines. It's your choice and your choice alone where you choose to have your vehicle repaired. Coachmaster was established in Reading in 1969 and doing quality repairs in Reading for over 55 years. Coachmaster is proven to be your best choice for collision repair. And yes, it is your choice. Our friendly service and quality repairs will have you referring all your friends and family. And remember, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutoBody.com.
Do you come alive in the great outdoors? Do you love to hunt, fish, or cruise the lake every chance you get? See it all at the Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 6th and 7th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. All you could possibly want or need to gear up for outdoors with over 150 exhibitors. From apparel to hunting, fishing, boating, camping, kayaking, mountain biking, off-road utility equipment, just to name a few. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 6th and 7th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Something for the whole family. Euro bungee, climbing wall, exhibitor demonstrations. Enjoy the beer garden with a variety of food. Win thousands in prize giveaways. $8 admission, 6 for seniors. 12 and under are free. Sunday, we honor our veterans with our free admission all day. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 6th and 7th. Go to www.readingsportsmansexpo.com for more information. Presented by Elwood Ranch, Pedigo Reading, Bridgeford, Garage Force, Crown Motors, and California Customs. See it all at the Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 6th and 7th at the Reading Civic Auditorium.
Experience for the first time Growing Wild, an illuminated wildlife lantern display at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California. Open select dates March 29th through May 26, 2024, Year of the Dragon. Growing Wild will feature 10 acres of botanical gardens filled with larger-than-life Asian lantern displays of animals from around the world, plus music, animation, food and drinks, and more. Don't miss Growing Wild at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Hey, good morning, everybody. In our last segment here on the 12th of March at 8:50 in the morning, and it's going to start clearing up. It's supposed to rain until around noonish and then start clearing up. We're going to have great weather for a week. That's all hope. What national day is it today? You've got three of them there that I thought were all pretty good.
We have National Working Moms Day.
Love that.
National Girl Scout Day.
Cool.
And National Plant a Flower Day.
Plant a Flower Day. You've got one other. National Baked Scallops Day.
Baked scallop, indeed.
Ugh. Okay, well, those are like four winners right there. We're here with Casey Fatch, who is the CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center. We've been talking about a number of things. I saw something. We talked a little bit about it, that there's a... I know it sounds like a bad rap group. It's called Shigella, and it's a stomach bug. And there's, you know, they usually get two a year, and they've had 14 in 2 months. And it's a stomach bug that usually kids, the group most likely to become infected is children ages five and under. And it's just, it looks nasty. I mean, you know, diarrhea, fever, stomach pain. And the way you prevent it from getting into you is just washing your hands a lot. Wow. Imagine that.
And not drinking swimming pool or creek water.
Oh, yeah. Don't drink out of the creeks, lakes, or what else? Creeks, lakes, ponds, or swimming pools.
Probably good advice.
Do you ever...
On a regular basis.
Do you ever drink out of swimming pools? I don't know. I haven't. I mean, because swimming pools are just, yeah. Just, you know, or hot tubs. Why don't you just get in a hot tub?
Yeah. I don't. That's, what are you going to do?
I don't go into public hot tubs. Mm. It's like a... anyway, I'm not going to go there. Okay. But isn't that strange? All of a sudden, we've got that going.
Yeah, it's one thing or another. I mean, you know, we're going to start, you know, remember now, we're going to start getting warm this weekend. The mosquitoes coming out, and you got a whole
a
whole lot of things that come with those guys. You know, there's all kinds of West Nile. And
you know, West Nile, horses can get that, too. You know, yeah. But West Nile is a... How serious? I mean, people die from that.
Yeah, you
don't
want it. That's ill advice to get that.
Okay.
You need to be careful and mitigate, you know, need standing pools around your house. Sometimes it's hard to do that with, if you know, if you live near a creek that flows slow, and that's where they are. So, you know, yeah, there's West Nile, and there was one that came up last year, if I remember, but we haven't seen any Zika up here in a while.
Mm.
You know, that's... West Nile, there was another one last year. I don't remember what it was, but yep, you can certainly.
Well, maybe we won't have COVID this year.
Except we're going to have COVID.
Is COVID with us forever?
COVID is here to stay.
Here to stay.
I'm afraid so.
Have we gotten into the point, though, that so many people have had it that... What about the old herd disease or herd immunity thing?
Yeah, but the thing about viruses, like, you know, you get these variants, right? And viruses adapt. And, you know, that's one of the things that's a problem with them. And the same with bacteria is that they start to adapt and certain medications become ineffective. And, you know, certain immune responses become ineffective as well. I mean, if you have the vaccine and maybe it was geared towards the Omicron or Delta or whatever, and we have a new one out and it's not as effective. I mean, that's just the same with the flu shot. The flu shot's a roll of the dice. You know, we try to anticipate which variant of the virus is going to come up, and sometimes we nail it, and sometimes we don't. 1999, we did not. And so, that's the dance we're doing with these viruses, and it's just going to be that way forever, unfortunately.
Yeah. Did you see where that guy in Germany got 219 COVID shots?
Wow.
Yeah. And then they said, well, okay, well, you know, and they said, but he didn't just say it. They could prove that he had at least 184 and said that it had no effect on his immune system one way or the other, which was strange. And but he didn't get COVID.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why would you get... I know.
I don't know. I mean, getting that many shots for anything. I guess if, you know, you're diabetic, you have to do it. But I don't know if I'd willingly sign up for that.
He did it just because he wanted to.
Yeah, well.
Every fourth day, he got another shot.
Yeah, I think it's a little irresponsible.
I would think if he was going, like, to public health or something, that they would, you know, they'd
have some records.
Have some records and
maybe
say,
an intervention. No. Maybe.
So what's coming up here now for Shasta Regional?
Well, so, you know, we are looking forward ahead to our residents graduating, and so we are basically expanding our footprint out into some of the rural areas so we can start some clinics out there and get access to people. There's still some need, and so we've looked at market data and kind of what we anticipate where we can make the biggest difference, and so we're looking at Palo Cedro, we're looking at...
Putting a clinic out there?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Some more expansion into Anderson and maybe Cottonwood. You know. Yeah, it's pretty exciting because, again, that's just...
I don't know if there's any doctors. I don't know if
there's one in Palo Cedro. Yeah, there's one
in Palo Cedro. Okay.
Yeah.
I know there's dentists out there.
Yeah, there is. You're right.
Yeah, but a clinic out there, that would be kind of nice.
Yeah, there's a lot, you know, that's...
It's growing out there.
It is growing, and again... You have some providers that are there, but, you know, you're talking about up in Ram Mountain or out in Shingletown, so that's a little further out, and so we'd like to maybe try to help some people not have to come into Reading as well. So that's always a...
I would think the Shingletown area, because you could get them from Manton and all the, those areas.
Well,
right,
there's a Shingletown Medical Center out there, which is FQHC. They do a pretty good job, but, you know, they can't be everything to everybody, and so we'll be able to offer some specialty care too, because we'll have some of our specialists rotate through there, you know, maybe podiatry and chiropractic and some of the stuff that people are coming back into to Reading for. So it's again, try to eliminate, you know, because, you know, transportation is a real barrier around here. I mean, it's not a lot, not like we have buses that go out there, public transportation, a lot of time, you know, on a regular schedule. So that's certainly something we can get care to people in town where they live.
Yeah. You know, it just makes things a lot easier for them.
It does.
I know you are just death on having people to travel to get medical
care. Well, it's probably one of the biggest barriers other than cost. I mean, honestly, and transportation at the end of the day comes down to cost. And so, you know, like we talked with Tavers, you know, that's three trips down to Sacramento, and people just either for whatever reason didn't have the means to get down there and look in this. And so that's what we found, is that they were just succumbing to that disease, that they could have had a overnight stay in the hospital and been fine. So that's the plan, is to try to keep people from having to bear that expense and eliminate that barrier.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? That's the big thing. You know, the VA used to send the cancer patients down to Mather. And it was, you know, a four-hour trip.
Right.
They'd be treated, and they'd be throwing up, and they'd have to come 4 hours back. They're in their 80s. You know, and then we finally got that thing where they could be seen in Reading.
Well, Trump did a great job
with
the Mission Act. That has just changed lives. It was put differently to me. It wasn't
the trips of going down to to Sacramento and stuff. It's like trying to get somebody that's a vet from MODOK to come down here. That's not going to happen. Just already.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just like, no, I'm up here for a reason. And, I mean, when I came here, I saw what they were doing with the vets up in Arcata going down to San Francisco for colonoscopies and stuff. Get somebody up there to do those procedures for them. Don't subject these people to that. That's not right.
It's not right.
It's not right. It just takes an executive or somebody in leadership to get off there and make it happen. And that's what we're doing. So.
Well, you've been doing that now for how long? You've been here now? Five?
6 years in May.
6 years in
May. I know. Crazy.
I know. It's hard, because I got here in May 2007. Mm-hmm. I know. Where did that time go?
Well, I'll have to let you answer that.
I have no idea where it went.
I'm going to have to defer to your comment.
I don't know where it went. I was like, wait, I can't. I've never lived anywhere in my life longer than like 3 years of my whole life.
Yeah.
From a kid up to, until I moved here.
Yeah, well, I'm definitely looking to make it a long stretch because this is a great place to live. So.
It is a great place, isn't it?
Yeah.
What? Every time that we, bless their heart down in Sacramento, do something else stupid. I just go, just go get a compound someplace in Wyoming or something. But no, I mean, it's just like you. I mean, we've made friends.
Yep.
It's always good to know somebody that's the CEO of a hospital. But, I mean, it's just the people around here and the things going on. It's just a great place.
It is nice. There's a lot of access to politicians here and law enforcement. And just really,
people care.
They do.
What I want to do is I should be the one that greets your new residents and tell them this is what I have found.
Well, we'll get you in on the orientation.
I'd be glad to do that.
Absolutely. I like that. That's great.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks so much, Casey.
Always a pleasure.
You betcha. Tomorrow, Todd Jones from the Chamber of Commerce in his first appearance here. Talk about what's going on with the Chamber of Commerce. Everybody have a great day and God bless America.
My ground. The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.